Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on events and issues. I'm Bob Lennox. Gardening insights and information can be found this Saturday in the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardener Seminar at the West Monroe Convention Center. Joining me in studio is event coordinator Jerry Hunter, and by phone is the program's featured speaker, gardening expert, TV and radio host, and contributing editor for Birds and Blooms magazine, Melinda Myers. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for letting us talk gardening.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, Jerry, tell us about this year's program and some of the topics guests will be enjoying this Saturday.
Of course, we have Melinda will be the featured speaker, and she will be talking about beautiful, easy, affordable landscape makeovers. And then we have Jimmy Dean. He is a bluebird expert, and he will let us in on some secrets of how to get some bluebirds in our yards and so forth. And we have Jeff Landry. He is has a winery out on New Natchitoches Road and a vineyard and a tasting room. And it's quite an experience to go out there. Then we have Bob Rickett, who is a retired physics professor from ULM, who has shown a real interest in hummingbirds, and he has developed a number of programs and so forth that is used. But he'll be telling us about the hummingbirds.
Make me already excited for the spring and the warmer weather to be here. But take a moment, Jerry. Of course, the group is proud to have a renowned speaker this weekend, and share for a moment about Melinda Myers.
Well, Melinda is a gardening expert, TV, radio host, and author and columnist. Melinda, in 2013, was a recipient of the National American Horticultural Society B.Y. Morrison Communications Award. She has written 20 gardening books. She has over 30 years of horticulture experience. And we're just looking forward to hearing her. And I've looked through her book already, and there's some ideas that I haven't thought of.
Ideas for everyone, from the beginning gardener to the advanced to the expert. Well, Melinda, looking forward to your visit this weekend. And tell us about your topic, what you'll be sharing in the seminar.
Well, thank you, and I'm very excited to be heading down to Louisiana, and I love talking with gardeners and master gardeners. I think all of us, whether our landscape has been around for 20 years, we have a new home, or maybe it's at that middle age point where it just needs a little something, I like to have easy, affordable, and beautiful solutions for people. You know, starting from scratch isn't always the answer and doesn't always fit in our budget, so I like to look for ways that we can add a little sparkle, fix those problems, take care of challenges in an environmentally friendly way, but also one that fits our budget. And so one of the things to do, and this is so exciting, I love attending. My job's great. I go and speak, and then I get to listen to all the other speakers. I'm going, ooh, I have some of these things on my list I'm excited about learning more about, too. But think about what you want to accomplish in your landscape. Do you want to bring in birds and butterflies? Do you want to have more room for growing vegetables? Do you need to screen the neighbor's yard? One of the things I do in small space gardening, it's really for people with small yards or large yards, but it's about creating small spaces. And sometimes that means we need to screen some bad views, open up to good views to give a sense of space and convenience.
Well, what are some of the, what do you consider easy first steps in landscaping for the do-it-yourselfer?
You know, one thing that adds a big impact with little effort are containers. Couple of really strategically placed pots, maybe on your front steps to welcome your guests, change them out throughout the year. Maybe it's a pot of herbs by your grill or in the patio or deck area so that you bring the garden right to the area where you entertain. And then looking for things like screening always seems to be a question I get. And usually people want a wall of evergreens to block a bad view. And my take is mix it up a little bit. Maybe some evergreens in those strategic places, maybe some ornamental grasses, but also maybe it's a trellis with a vine for a quick fix until some of your smaller plants grow to size. Too often we try to cram plants in, excuse me, and then a few years later, guess what, they're too big and we're starting over. So I like to look for solutions that take care of immediate need but have long-term benefits. So you're not redoing it in 10 years, unless, of course, you want to.
You mentioned your book, Small Space Gardening. Tell us a few more advantages of that style of gardening.
Well, I think a lot of us are busy. I love to garden, but I don't have as much time as I'd like to do it. And I think most of us are in that situation, or maybe we don't have quite the energy we used to. And so creating small, intimate areas, you can really reduce your maintenance if you plan properly. You can also look at your larger landscape, just like you do your house, and create areas of use. You know, maybe you want a little getaway so that you can have a little private space, but still leave the area open for your kids, grandkids, visitors that want to have a space to play, maybe croquet or volleyball or whatever, or just run and get rid of energy if you have kids. But still have that spot where you can maybe entertain your guests. And by dividing it into rooms, you can really focus on it. I'm a real low-maintenance, low-input gardener, and that's how I feature my designs, recommendations, and maintenance strategies and planting strategies, because you can always add more, but you can't always add more time. But you can always add more plants or another garden if you feel like you have more time. So I like to give people easy solutions, low-maintenance suggestions.
Well, Melinda, definitely looking forward to the presentation coming up this Saturday. Jerry, we mentioned that the seminar gets underway Saturday at the West Monroe Convention Center. Begins at 7:30 a.m. There is an admission fee to attend, but seating is limited. How can someone find out more?
Well, they can call the Extension Center to find out more.
See, the number is 323-2251.
Of course, you can walk in at the door and pay your admission fee there. And I want to encourage everyone to come. We will have door prizes. We will have some exhibitors. And then we have a number of sponsors. So it's going to be a fun thing for all. And we know that there will be good information that you can use in your gardens.
Jerry Hunter is the event coordinator for the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners Seminar coming up this Saturday at the West Monroe Convention Center. And Melinda Myers, the featured speaker. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.